This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And we start in South Africa, where the government is committed to offering a third gender option on national identity document. So in South Africa, every South African is assigned a 13-digit national ID number at birth. And that started during the apartheid as a way of indicating the person's race. And that's still going on.
As a part of the person's race?
Yes.
Wow. Because
how they would be treated, basically.
Whenever the identity card comes up here in Australia, it's an absolute red flag. So they've obviously had this going for a while.
Yes. So these ideas are still used for everything in South Africa, from voter registration, applying for passport, opening a bank account, and there's a few countries like this. And so the Department of Home Affairs is now planning a consultation because they want with the LGBT plus community, because they want to change that and to make sure that the people that identify as non-binary have the option. At the moment, there's no option. It's either there are only two options for the code for gender, male or female.
And we're talking about a sizable number here too. One of the local media outlets estimates 530,000 South African people identifying as non-binary who've been left without a box to tick, if you like.
Yeah, that's right. So they're planning on having an extra box to accommodate non-binary, transgender and intersex person. So lumping all these people together, however, with the digit or letter X to be used for this population. So obviously there's a consultation, but it's
That consultation, the government said, while South Africa has made great strides towards ensuring that no one who lives in the country is left without legal record of existence, there are still people, including citizens, who remain either undocumented or improperly documented. Yeah. So the fact that they say improperly documented, they're saying
a very positive,
it's wrong
thing to do. Yeah, no, that's good. That's
and of
very
course,
promising.
The third option, they're looking at the X,
yes.
X option, which quite a lot of countries have done.
Mm-hmm.
No, good on you, South Africa.
Matt, USA?
USA. So down in Texas, everything's bigger in Texas. Well, the Texas School District has adopted a gender-neutral dress code. This is after they made national headlines for suspending an openly gay male student who dared to, wait for it, wear nail polish to school.
Oh dear.
Gasp. Trevor Wilkinson, he's a senior. He received an in-school suspension when he came back to school after their Thanksgiving break wearing nail polish. And his principal told him he could either, keep his nail polish and remain on suspension or remove the polish. And this incident was picked up by news outlets, went viral, and has caused, pleasingly, a very decent change. He started a change.org petition, and very quickly that got to 400,000 signatures.
That's
he
fantastic.
Said, I am a gay male, I am beyond proud, this is unjust, it's not okay. Help me show that it's okay to express yourself.
So would that stuff happen anywhere else but in Texas, do you think?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I could see that happening here, in certain school settings. But I can bet you, Betsy, that principal probably regrets that decision.
Well, I'm wondering if it's the public pressure, the 400,000 people and the media exposure, or the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas, which is a legal entity, has sent a letter to more than 400 Texas school districts, including this one, saying that they... giving them the heads up that some of their policies were deemed discriminatory.
Oh.
So a little bit of a... we're watching, we've noticed... but so the board has got ahead of this, the new dress code policy. They did go out and discuss this with staff, administrators, parents. You know what? It was unanimously approved by the district school board just this past week. Change can happen.
Good. Yes, absolutely. Now, mixed A mixed story here now from, well, Germany really, but it actually involves Chechnya. So five officials from the inner circle of Chechnya's notoriously autocratic leader, Ramzan Kadyrov, are subject to a criminal complaint in Germany for crimes against humanity in a legal attempt to seek justice over the semi-autonomous Russian Republic's anti-gay purges, of which we have spoken about on this program and is well known.
Hundreds of LGBT people rounded up.
And I don't think I need to go through the list of crimes they have been accused of perpetrating. What's interesting about this is Germany, it all comes down to the fact that Germany's now implemented a legal principle known as universal jurisdiction for crimes against humanity. So it allows, uniquely, as a country like Germany, to actually indict people once they enter Germany, but who are not German citizens. So it's a real ability to, and of course, I've lived in Germany. I know Chechens and Russians travel there a lot and have a lot of connections to Germany. So this is quite a big deal for major officials from Chechnya. So so there's a whole list of a 97-page charge sheet, which has listed all of their all of their crimes, and of course they have denied. These are things, of course, we denied
any homosexual people being in Chechnya too.
The famous 2017 denial that there were no homosexual people in Chechnya. So I think this is quite interesting news, and this has been also applied, the same principle has been applied to Syrians entering Germany who have been linked to crimes by the Assad regime, Saudi Arabian officials and Gambian armed forces who've also been accused of crimes in their own countries. Interesting development from Germany.
And with regard to the Chechnya, I mean, opposing to that, there's only a very few countries in Europe that have taken a stance against that. And
yes.
Germany, France, Lithuania, and the Netherlands. That's it. Four countries that have actually spoken against this persecution in Chechnya.
Yeah.
And just very, very briefly, Northern Ireland has kicked off a process to start banning so-called gay conversion therapy. It was overwhelmingly supported. All parties had support bar one, the most conservative. So we'll keep an eye on that in Northern Ireland. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.